You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, last night we touched on a fascinating topic around global minimum company tax rates, and it feeds into one of the other major themes for the year. We're seeing an inflection point between the haves and the have-nots, the narrowing of the gap, the inequality gap. And it's not just in social terms where I'm convinced that minimum wage and social welfare budgets are going to rise meaningfully ahead of inflation for the foreseeable future, but also in the context of incumbent and disruptor business models where governments have very little choice but to step in and level the playing fields, because the disruptor business models are eroding tax bases and legacy tax bases as well. And it's something that Andrew Bradley, the CEO at fiscal.co.za, a wealth management company, has been thinking long and hard about. Andrew, as always, you think about things that very seldom we talk about when it comes to markets and investing, but have such big impacts. The impact of social contracts on our long-term savings and investments cannot be understated. Welcome.
Thanks, Michael. Always good to be with you. Great pleasure. Yes, it's something that's been perplexing me for a while, and I really struggled to put down my thoughts, not because it wasn't fairly obvious what was going on, but I was grappling and struggling with what the outcome and the solutions were. And I always had the feeling that it's never a good idea to state what the problem is without coming up with a solution. So that to me is the key issue. And very simply, as you said, we each have a written and unwritten social contracts that really govern our lives. And the major one, yeah, is with the government of the day. And that's not just us in South Africa, but around the world. And I think, in essence, if one looks at the demonstrations and uprisings around the world, I think, you know, most of the citizens are saying to their governments, we're very uncomfortable about what our future looks like. And that social contract, in essence, is we will pay taxes, and in return, you provide these social services to us. And that may be hospitals and roads and policing, education, etc. And the challenge that they have now is, you know, with automation that's happening, many people have been put out of work, and then the major development of many of these technology companies, which are earning their income all around the world and not paying any tax in those jurisdictions. So, you know, that's bad enough, but then they're actually destroying businesses in those jurisdictions. So governments are now having a major problem on their hands about how they're going to fund, you know, for their side of the social contract. And there have been many, many options that are being explored about how to solve this. But it is a major problem, which I think will not only go on to impact the contract between citizens and the government, but from an investment point of view as well.
Fascinating. And I was chatting to Wayne Duvenage last night just about the loss of revenue potentially if we shift to electric vehicles. There's just under 100 billion that government in South Africa makes annually from fuel taxes and levies. If we go to EVs, where are those taxes going to be recouped in this new business model? So we can't solve new challenges with old solutions. What are some of the new solutions? Do we need new social contracts?
Well, absolutely. And I think those social contracts are, as we say, not just the government, but it's between citizen and citizen. And so the nature of those need to change, and we need to think differently. And I think, you know, we've seen the likes of Mr. Trump, who came into power in America on the basis of saying, well, you know, people are concerned about their future, and, you know, we'll put America first. So there are many solutions that are being touted, which are, you know, in my humble opinion, going in absolutely the wrong direction. You know, to a large extent, Brexit was driven by that as well. So, you know, these concerns have been around for a while, and certain populist and opportunistic governments are coming to the fore to try and exploit them in a very different way. So those social contracts are going to need to be completely rewritten. I mean, without getting overly dramatic, you know, that's what Lenin did in the 20s with the Russian Revolution, saying, well, this contract doesn't work for the people. We need a new contract. Now, we know that it was fairly dramatic, and the consequences were dire, but the benefit, you know, looking back on history, you know, that wasn't necessarily the right thing to have done. So communism, socialism, hasn't really, you know, while having some good intentions, played out that way. As we've seen with Mr. Trump's policies, you know, maybe well-intentioned, but certainly haven't played out that way. So to me, the interesting aspect of this, which is really now being touted very, very fascinating by, you know, Mr. Yellen in the States, saying maybe there should be a global tax rate that companies don't run from one place to another, because, you know, at that stage, you know, when that happens, it's starting to erode tax bases. You know, as Mr. President Biden has now said, you know, of the Fortune 500 companies, you know, 90 or so of them are not paying any tax on the income, and you know, that's certainly just not sustainable, because they've got some clever structuring and other maneuvering that they're doing. So I think the whole contract is going to have to be reconstructed and redone. So we saw the Australian government trying to do that with Google. So, or you know, the European sort of Parliament is also trying to look at some IT tax on these IT giants that are coming in and making all the profits in their jurisdictions and paying no taxes.
And with that, one needs to have a look at the impacts on your investments, on your portfolio, as we're seeing these already have an impact on your future planning. Andrew, we're going to have you back on just to talk about that element, because it is an important element from a long-term savings and investment perspective. Andrew Brandley, CEO of Fiscal.co.za, with the Wealth feature here on Classic Business. Anne Williams has got your news up next.